You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. That's not the way we normally open the program, but I have to tell you, I watched that's from the funeral of former Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Monday. And every time I watch it, it's the United States Marine Corps band in a small town that he grew up in North Carolina. And you have the band, and you have the marching companies from 8th and I. At the cemetery, and there's a procession that leads from the church in his hometown out to the cemetery, and the Marines march, and I love watching it. I love watching it, and you know, you see again, and you see the marching companies from 8th and I formed up in front of the church as the casket comes down the steps, and then is placed in the hearse, and then the United States Marine Corps band, right? It does what it does. And so in the streets of this small town, you see the pageantry of the Marine Corps. And I don't know why, but I find it extremely cool, right? I mean, that pageantry normally is on display at the White House and or on display at 8th and I or at the U.S. Capitol. You know, that's where that pageantry goes. And to see it in a small town, I don't know, there's something I think really cool about that. And then the band begins. This is the start. I mean, this song is Onward Christian Soldiers, right? But and then you see the Marines of the marching companies go marching by. And they're perfect, and it looks awesome. And so whenever I hear it, I love it. I love watching it. And so that's the audio from it, so you're going to hear it again, right? So, okay, imagine this. The marching companies are formed. The band is in place. The casket is placed in the hearse. The family's position. The reverend who's presiding over the services, she's in position. And this is what you hear, right, as they start the movement to the cemetery. Now, I have to tell you, the beginning of this fanfare thing before they play Onward Christian Soldiers, like when you hear it, it's like, I don't know what's going on, but something big is about to happen. And I absolutely love it. Is that the best or what? That fanfare. Okay, so one more time with feeling. their dark tunics, right? And their white pants, looking perfect. The marching company. Marching companies from 8th and I go by. Looks awesome. I'll put the link in the post so you can watch the video. Drums, man, right? Like, yo, I'm not sure what's coming, but something big is on the road and coming. So anyway, yeah, that's General Monday's funeral. I don't know how I ran across that, but I did years ago. And I sat and watched it late one night, and I must have watched it 100 times. I don't know. It's the pageantry of the Marine Corps in a very small town in North Carolina where he was laid to rest. And it's just very cool. Something you don't see very often. So very cool. Good Friday morning to you. Mike McNamara again, here in, as I normally am. And tell you what we're going to do today. You're going to hear another interview. With my father. My father passed away on Wednesday. And so he called. I was doing a radio show. And I think this is, it's my 50th birthday. So it would have been in December of 2007. So, fittingly enough, the chef was on that day. So you'll hear the chef's voice. And so you'll hear that here in a couple of minutes. And then in the second hour, you'll my daughter-in-law, you'll hear my daughter-in-law and I talk a little bit about food. My daughter-in-law, Susie, is the heir apparent to the chef, by his choosing. Okay. And so Susie gives us a couple recipes. Actually I think there's four of them included. One is a quick version of paella. Paella, a Spanish dish that takes, I think, all day to cook. She's got a version that doesn't take all day to cook. So she shares that with us. She also shares kind of a steak recipe, how she likes to do steak. And actually there's some interesting stuff in there because Susie talks about, I think you'll find it interesting, relative to steak. She talks about tenting steaks and not completely encasing them in foil. Now, maybe this is something that that most people understand. I didn't know. And so we talk about that. And then she talks about her mother's homemade bread, rolls that Susie makes. And then she gives us a drink recipe. Yeah. Cause that's what she does. So we'll talk about that. As we get going today, you'll hear, Whitney Houston here in a second. And then we'll get to the latest on what we know about one Marine dead and 8 missing from an AAV accident off the coast of Southern California. So a terrible story, news breaking of that. This morning was the first story I saw officially posted on it. The event happened off the coast of Southern California. The commander of the Marine Expeditionary Unit is a really close friend of mine, Chris Bronzy, who's been on this program before. And keep those Marines and sailors are in your prayers. 15 Marines were inside the vehicle during the time of the accident. 8 are still missing, according to the press release. 1 is dead. 2 were listed in critical condition. So the accident evidently happened around 5:45 yesterday. Marines in the AAV reported taking on water while participating in a training exercise near San Clemente Island. So this is, this is stuff that the Marine Corps does all the time. And, Marines train on, when these things get, are in distress, how to get out of them and whatnot. So anyway, we'll get you the latest on that as news continues to unfold about that. All that stuff said, good morning to you. Whitney Houston makes it official. This is dedicated to the Marines and sailors of the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit who are at sea right now. Good luck to them as they go through some rough stuff. Keep the families of those Marines and sailors in your thoughts and prayers. And this is hoping that all those Marines that are struggling for their lives live.
Our flag comes to every river. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for us to check the weather. Raining in Northern Virginia. Rain in 75, so it's cooled off as they've had some hot weather there. So raining in 75 in Quantico down the coast. It is partly cloudy in 87 at Camp Lejeune. 29 Palms has heated up. Sunny in 95 already. How about that? Camp Pendleton, sunny in 71. It's going to be warm here in Southern California today. Camp Smith in Hawaii, dawn breaking 73 degrees under partly cloudy skies. In Okinawa, dark cloudy in 83. The Helmand Province of Afghanistan, clear dark in 98. And cooled off a little bit in Iraq. It is sunny and 111. Currently in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California, it's fair, whatever the hell that means, and 67. Yeah, to me, it's like, I don't, they throw fair in there. Like, what does that mean? I don't know. Is it partly sunny, partly cloudy? What's fair? Look for a high today of 82, tomorrow 81, Sunday 78, Monday 77, and on Tuesday 78 degrees. Weather update from Saskatchewan. Good morning and happy Friday from Churchbridge, Mac. Yesterday's high, 100 degrees Fahrenheit, which spawned severe thunderstorms. July will be ushered out by cooler temperatures. For today, a mix of clouds and sun. Winds out of the north at 13. The current temperature is 63. Looking for a high of 75. Yeah, normally when that hot, humid weather is followed by cool air, those are exciting times on the Great Plains. Bev sends a picture of her flowers. My flowers benefited from July's heat and rain. They look beautiful. Are the seeds that Colleen planted now adding beauty to your garden? As a matter of fact, no, they're not. None of them bloomed. I don't know what we did wrong. We redid the soil, blah, 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 blah. Colleen planted them, and nothing grew. I don't know. Did we get dud seeds? No idea. But I know I watered them every day, and nothing happened. It wasn't even like a little green thing popped up. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened. So I went out and bought some plants. I should post a picture of my garden now. It's growing. It's thriving now. Yeah. The seed thing didn't work out that well. So I went out and bought about 8 plants. And I have to tell you, they are doing well. They're doing well. A little bit of my green thumb. So we'll take a break. When we come back, you'll hear an interview. It's the chef and I. It is Friday after all. And then on my 50th birthday, and then my dad called in to the radio show that I was doing. So you'll hear that. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it. In terms of additional details relative to what happened with the 15th Mew, the way this normally works is you won't see, they will go into quote unquote River City. So, and they're at sea anyway. So the only thing you're really going to get from them is what, if, you know, official communications, and there won't be any more additional details, I don't think, coming forth until families are notified, both of the dead and the missing. So I don't anticipate a whole lot of details, you know, prior to us getting off the show today. Normally the way these things go, there's initial announcement with the bare bones details of what happened. And then, after the next of kin notifications are made, additional details, are made available in terms of the circumstances and the identities of the Marines, who lost their life or sailors who lost their lives in these events. And so I don't anticipate a whole lot more information than what the Marine Corps, officially put out, because, you know, unlike when events happen, on a base, you know, people have access to cell phones and information gets out and whatnot. When you're at sea, you know, you don't know anything. So anyway, we'll take a quick break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always offer free 24/7 confidential support, or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara. And you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? Wonder where you are and live with all your faults. wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so why don't you smile? The life you kill, the priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall, your mother disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me, to be a man, or something I can exchange and live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
I wanted to play one more interview I did with my dad that I actually found last night. As I said before, my dad passed away this week, and so this is my dad calling in to the radio show that I was doing, and it happened to be, it must have been on a Friday, because the chef is part of the show, and you'll hear Kim. So here's the second and final interview that I would play for you, that my dad calling to wish me a happy 50th birthday.
Talk Radio 1310 KNOS.
Exactly. Talk Radio 1310. Hey, I won a Marconi Award doing this show there. Yeah, look it up. Me, Sean Hannity, all on the same stage.
We have a caller waiting on hold. Good morning. You're on Talk Radio 1310, KNOX.
Well, I just called to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh!
Well,
Mr.
Dad,
McNamara.
Call me Mike. I appreciate you calling, Dad. Can you describe the emotion, all of a sudden, 50 years ago, early this morning, you found out you were going to have a son? You had to be pretty excited, huh?
Yes, I was.
Huh? And then the next 49 years, unbelievable, huh?
Well, yeah. No, you've been a good son. I was thinking about that, as I said last night.
Oh, so you were evaluating my performance as a son?
Yes. Yes.
You know, everybody has their ups and downs. Don't hold it against me.
If you've ever gotten any trouble, I never knew about it. I mean, serious trouble.
No, I never did. I was a good kid.
Yeah, you were. Till you went in the Marines.
You should have heard that conversation.
Oh, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. He didn't. Why did you have such a low opinion of Marines?
Oh, I didn't want you going to. Hell, you! I paid for damn 5 years of college for you to get an education, and you're going to up and join the Marines.
He paid for three. I went to junior college for two.
Well, I mean, the Marines need...
But in keeping with the way the McNamara family rolls, don't ever let the facts get in the way of a good story.
You're a good man. You got to have an education, and they were very thankful that you put me through college.
Oh, yeah? Tell them to reimburse me a little bit of it.
Hey, Dad, the pride of serving your country should be satisfaction enough for you.
Well, it is now, but good Lord, you are going to go on to be a wealthy man, and you're
Dad, I'm
pay me back all the money I loaned you.
You don't need any money. You got the big time Major League Baseball pension. And hey, look, I don't know if you know this, but you've never seen an armored car fall in a hearse.
You're funny. Like a
$20,000 a month. The Major League Baseball pension, not bad, right? And when he says you're funny, and then he says I won't say it, he was going to say like a fart in church, right? The lines to my father that were his specialties.
Well, I guess who taught me that one?
I don't know.
You did. You used to say, look, spend it. Come on, you got to live a little bit. You've never seen an armored car fall in a hearse. Right?
That's a great line.
Very true.
And that, the other one you told me was, come on.
Now watch out.
I know. The other one was when people would say, yeah, I'm getting old. My dad would.
Yeah. Now watch out, right? You know what that means. Let's make sure you keep some of the things I've said out of this conversation.
His breath would say, he's not dying. Only the good die young. He'll bury all of us. That's right. Right, Dad?
Yep.
I'm not making those up.
No.
All right. Here's other great quotes from John McNamara. It takes no talent to hustle. Yes?
That's correct.
All right. I want 100% of whatever you got tonight. I realize you might not be at 100%. You might only be at 80%, but I need all 80%. Is that a John McNamara-ism?
I need 100% of the 80.
I need 100% of the 80.
Right.
What are the other, any other famous lines that you have that we can say on the radio?
Yeah.
What's that?
Kiss my...
Are you doing your Bobby Knight impersonation?
No. No.
All right.
Are you busy this morning?
No, I'm not. Because, you know, that's Bobby Knight's thing. When I die, I want that they bury me face down.
That's correct.
So you can kiss my, you know what. My father joins us on the occasion of my 50th anniversary of my birth. Now, Dad, you told me that I was a relatively small baby, and when my mom and dad went home, you guys didn't get to take me home.
No,
you were not. You told me you weren't pleased by that.
Well, no, because your mother was in labor, almost all day. And well, my memory serves me correct. You were born about 5 minutes after 12. Or 7 minutes after 12 at night.
After midnight, yeah, right.
And she was she is in labor all day, and when you came out, when they examined you, all that stuff, they found a heart defect. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the doctor saying, hey, this kid's got a heart defect.
Right.
Hell no, I don't remember it. I was a little kid.
Well, you had to go to the doctor all the time and get your heart tested.
Yeah, I had a heart murmur. And they did a catheterization when I was a little guy, and the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, well, I never knew you. I never knew till right now that you had a heart murmur.
Oh, really? Well, that's a good comment on how much you were involved in my life growing up. I appreciate that.
Well, I wasn't told.
Oh, really? Mom was keeping secrets?
Nah, she wouldn't do that.
All right, let's not air our family laundry here on the radio. All right, so hey, what did you send me? Did you finally get me that pony you've been promising for all these years? Look out in the backyard. There's a pony.
He's got a yard big enough. And
yeah, I could have a pony right now.
And he's a city council member, so he can change the rules.
Yeah, well, yeah. I used to tell him that and told him and. Go buy some horse manure and spread it around a tree.
Yeah.
Well, looks like the pony got away in the middle of the night.
There you go.
He thinks that shit's funny, too.
Believe me?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I think we're going to get you that pony this year. Did your parents tell you that, Kim?
No. They said go to your grandparents' farm.
As close as I ever got to a pony was riding on the pony around. You know how they take those little ponies that have been beaten to hell, and they tie them to that like little metal
chain.
Wheel,
yeah,
and then they walk around a circle down at William Land Park.
Yeah,
so we go down and ride the horses. There you go.
Couldn't have a pony; you wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I know, but you know, Dad, you always told me that when you were growing up, you thought you should be a cowboy.
That's correct.
You got no cowboy in you. Have you ever fired a gun outside of your time in the United States Army?
Nope.
All right. Have you ever worn a pair of cowboy boots?
Yep.
You did not.
I did, too.
All right. This is over. Now, if you're not going to tell the truth.
I got a pair of, in fact, they're probably still in the closet. Everybody got a pair of cowboy boots at some all-star game I was a coach at.
So you still got yours just in case?
Yeah.
All right.
Especially if I go around that tree.
Nice. Where the pony's tied up?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you know what? The one thing you got to love about my dad, if nobody else thinks he's funny, He sure as hell thinks he's funny. All right, Johnny. Hey, first of all, we appreciate you calling the program this morning. We got a little prize we're going to send to you. If it doesn't reach you in a month, give me a call, and I'll check into it.
Yeah, don't hold your breath till it gets here, huh?
See? Why has it got to be like that? On my birthday, what'd you get me?
What'd I get you?
Yeah.
All the air you can inhale.
There you go.
Hey, Mr. McNamara, where's Santana going?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Santana's a pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. I want to see he won the Cy Young Award, I believe, in 2007. I could be mistaken, but he was playing out his he was going to play out his option. The Twins had to make a decision. If they kept him in his option year, he'd probably leave. They'd get nothing. If they traded him the year before, all that kind of baseball stuff, they would get something. So that's what Kim's asking about.
You know, they left the door open to the Red Sox, but, you know, it's crazy the way they're paying money for these guys.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
And he's, you know, like you see in the paper, he's gonna demand a potful.
Yeah, but money's irrelevant in New York and Boston. They got it by the tons.
Yeah, I guess they do.
The question is, who's going to give up the most to get him? If you were the Twins, would you hold on to him or would you move him now?
You know, it depends on what the Twins are going for. You know, if they can't afford the price, you know. But other clubs right now have the Twins over the barrel because they want to trade them. They can't afford them, and you know, and the Twins aren't going to take. You know, nothing less than prospects for him, and good ones, too.
Right, right.
And but general managers don't think that way.
No. Now, hey, do you like general managers as a rule?
The ones I worked for were all pretty good guys.
But you don't like them. You don't. You're a guy.
He didn't like them. What would happen to my dad, right, is... You know, they would essentially, you know, form the team. The general manager does, and his people, and then they give it to the manager. Well, when the team doesn't perform, it's got to be the manager who screwed up, right? And so the manager gets fired, not the guys who got the talent, who evaluated it and said, yeah, this thing's going to work. And so that used to piss him off. So he's playing nice, or he was. Now watch. Now he'll tell the truth.
He was on the field, right?
And if
you're upstairs wearing a suit every day, you don't live in the locker room, you don't live in the dugout, your idea was those guys are pretty much pansies.
Yes, they are, and it's gotten worse.
Nice. Nice. People ask me why didn't you go like Billy Bavese will come on, and they'll say, why didn't you go into baseball? I said, to go upstairs in my house, that was a violation of the code of the samurai. Those guys weren't baseball guys. As soon as it got rough, what did they do? They fired the manager.
Well, yeah, and the thing that really used to kick me off is that they'd go ahead and think they had a hell of a deal going, and I'd beg them not to trade a player, and they'd go ahead and trade them anyway.
Hey, here's a classic one, and then, Dad, I got to go. Because we got to do the news. And yeah, even though you're a big guy, you're not bigger than the news. The classic one is the Cincinnati Reds are transitioning from the Big Red Machine, and they want Cesar Cedeño, who had just murdered a girl in the Dominican Republic. They trade Cesar Cedeño. Houston trades him to the Reds for the captain of the Reds, Ray Knight. You get a guy who just killed somebody for your captain.
Well, he had more problems than...
Okay, we won't talk about all of them. Now, but let me tell you...
And I begged them. That's, to tell you the truth, that's what got me fired.
I know. And then they didn't perform well enough, so guess who got shown the door?
Well, yeah, because I popped off. I'd have had enough of it.
All right, there you go. Johnny McNamara. Johnny, first of all, congratulations on your son's 50th birthday. And we know you certainly ought to be very proud of him.
Yeah, I am.
All right. I'll tell you what, he's an outstanding young man, and maybe not so young anymore, and we're certainly glad that he's part of our community.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Hey, any thoughts on the Sioux Gopher hockey series tonight?
I don't. I haven't seen who's paying. Well, I know Minnesota's good. They were number one in the country a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I think you were looking at the wrong poll, my friend. Go ahead and on your computer, just so read a little bit. They're not having a very good season. All right. Nonetheless, you root for the Sioux, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Dad. Thanks
Maybe
for the.
Maybe they'll be on television.
Yeah, they might be tonight. But you don't have the dish because your wife won't let you get one. Is that true? Is that true?
No, I do too.
No, you. I wanted to buy you the. I wanted to buy you the dish, and you said no. Ellen won't let me get one because she doesn't want to have the dish in the yard.
Oh yeah.
Now we're gonna act like an old man. Now you're gonna act like Barzy.
No. Listen, did you get the Washington game last night?
Yeah, I watched all of them, just like I watch all the baseball games, but you can't because your wife won't let you.
All right.
Oh, you're done with me. Nice. Okay, hey, Johnny, have a nice birthday.
Merry Christmas, Mr. McNamara.
Thank you. Same to you. You have a nice day.
Thanks, Daddy.
Be a good boy.
I will. Bye.
All right.
There you go. His wife won't let him have the baseball ticket. I called up. I said, look, I'll buy it for you. Because I'd call him. I said, hey, did you watch this game last night? Oh, I couldn't watch it. I was watching the Braves. I'm like, come on, Dad. You're retired. You got to watch the ball game. Oh, Ellen doesn't want a dish.
Send it down anyway.
She's wife number two. She's not even wife one.
Send it down
she
anyway.
She got no say in the democracy. We're late for the news. Talk radio.
The chef, you hear him, and somebody sent me, you sound like a DJ. You know, there's a lot more processors, you know, when you do over-the-air radio. I mean, you have this whole rack of machines that process your voice to make it sound like that. And, there's Joe. And so, anyway, my dad, I found that and made me laugh last night. So I thought I would share it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll check some news headlines. Top story, Marine Corps-wise, is an Amtrak that was attached to the 15th MU went down yesterday off the California coast, specifically off the coast of San Clemente Island, where our Marine Expeditionary Units routinely train. And one Marine dead, eight missing, two listed in critical condition. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, this is Mike McNamara, and you're listening to All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
All right, to the news we go. This top story in Stars and Stripes is a story about the Marines, the 15th MU incident that happened yesterday afternoon. One Marine has died. Eight others are missing at sea after a training accident off the coast of Southern California, the Marine Corps said in an announcement made Friday night. Two other Marines were injured in the accident late Thursday afternoon near San Clemente Island when Marines reported that the assault amphibious vehicle they were in was taking on water. The injured Marines were taken to a local hospital where they're in critical condition. Search and rescue efforts supported by the Navy and the Coast Guard are underway for the missing service members. And then from a good friend of mine, Chris Bronzi, we are deeply saddened by the tragic incident. I ask that you keep our Marine sailors and their families in your prayers as we continue the search. All the Marines were assigned to the 15th MU. One sailor and 50 Marines were in the AAV. And normally they'll drop out of a well deck off the back and they'll splash into the sea, something that Marines have been doing forever. And and then they'll form up once everybody gets off the ships, right, and all the AVs get in the water, they'll form up and they'll head into shore. It's part of the way we project power in this country. It's part of what China is getting in the business of in terms of their power projection, because they believe in order to be a global power, they need to have, amphibious forces in order to project that power. And that's what, this is about. The name of the Marine who died will be withheld for 24 hours pending notification of next of kin. Assisting in the search for the missing are the USS Finn, three U.S. Navy MH-60 helicopters, Coast Guard ships and helicopters, multiple small boats from the USS Macon Island, the USS Somerset, and the USS San Diego. So, yeah, tough night for the 15th MU off the coast of Southern California. That's the number one story. The number two story is actually somewhat of an interesting story, because you're seeing this happen more and more. Army garrison commander near Tokyo calls out soldiers for partying in off-limits areas. Now, one of the things you're seeing in the sports leagues around the country is the spread of COVID-19 by members of those organizations who go out to bars, strip clubs, whatever, and then get the virus and bring it back. And so as our professional sports leagues have turned up or attempted to come back, when you see a spread of the coronavirus, normally it's because somebody who went into their bubble at some point decided, yeah, I'm not going to sit around here, I'm going out, and got it, didn't tell anybody, brought the virus back in. So this from Tokyo. The coronavirus rule breakers will face quick and appropriate action, the commander of U.S. Army Garrison Japan said in a video message on Thursday after people from the garrison were seen partying in off-limits parts of Tokyo. Quote, "It seems like a few members of our team are starting to lose focus," said Colonel Tom Matt Matelski, who oversees Camp Zama and Sagimi General Depot in Kanagawa Prefecture. U.S. Army Japan, which has been in an elevated health protection status since late February, increased its coronavirus risk level to substantial on Thursday after discovering three new cases. And let me tell you, in one of the coolest stories in the United States Army right now, Major General, this guy, Major General Viet X Luong, was born in Vietnam and came here when his family left. His father was the assistant commandant of the Vietnamese Marine Corps. They moved to Los Angeles. Father got a job as a security guy. Mother started working fast food. I want to say he has six sisters, all went to work. They bought a house within 2 years in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles. All the girls have advanced degrees. And Major General Luong is the commander of U.S. Army Forces Japan. In his own message on Thursday, he cited a recent spike in violations of coronavirus restrictions as one reason for returning to health plan protection condition Charlie, and a record-breaking number of new cases daily in nearby Tokyo as the other. So again, this is a story that, you know, you try to get this thing under wraps, and then there's people that, whether they believe they're invincible, which is problematic with young people, or that the rules don't apply to them, they go out, they get infected, and don't tell anybody because they're doing it on the down low, and then they bring the virus back into this quarantined area. Problem. U.S. troops, next headline, U.S. troops could soon be heading to Poland under a new agreement. The United States and Poland have signed a defense deal that will lead to more American troops deployed to the Central European nation, a top U.S. diplomat said on Friday. Now, we were just talking about this yesterday on the Lynch, Kenny. Didn't seem to be any agreement to send troops to Poland, in spite of a lot of discussion that's what was going to happen. So here's the story. The U.S. and Poland have agreed on a defense deal that will lead to more American troops deployed to the Central European nation. The two countries have completed negotiation on a new enhanced defense cooperation agreement, which will implement the joint vision of our two presidents to enhance the U.S. military presence in Poland, Washington's ambassador to Poland, Georgette Mosbacher, wrote in a Twitter post. Washington and Warsaw have been involved in lengthy talks over a plan to add U.S. troops, and one of the key decisions was how much Poland would spend, which is a pretty constant theme around the world. The agreement came 2 days after Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced plans to reduce forces in Germany and said the U.S. is ready to take action in Poland once Warsaw signs a defense cooperation agreement and a burden-sharing deal as previously pledged. The concept agreed to last year by President Trump and Polish President Andrzej Duda calls for adding 1,000 troops to the country, essentially a battalion. The U.S. has already several thousand troops in Poland on a rotational basis, including a tank brigade. Forces live in austere conditions, but there have been discussions about upgrading facilities. So I don't know if Will or Jeff made that point that, you know, the Eastern Bloc is still the Eastern Bloc. And with all the crudeness that comes with it, I remember, I think, was it Bulgaria? We landed at some base in Bulgaria on our way to or from Afghanistan. And you just look at the construction, right? It's, you know, Soviet construction. And it sucks. Honestly, you look at it, and it's just not very good. So I know it's been a number of years, almost 25 years since all that happened. It's not enough to replace a lot of that infrastructure. So that in the news. A 3-day ceasefire began in Afghanistan. Right, we talked about the negotiations that are upcoming and the Taliban's press in terms of upgrading their delegation. So we talked about that yesterday. Top stories in the Wall Street Journal today are either my internet or my computer is being slow. Wells Fargo sold assets amid market turmoil to stay within the Fed's limits. So I don't want to say Wells Fargo is distressed, but interesting little story. Next story is consumer spending rose in June, but pullback damps economy's recovery. So although it rose, it didn't rise at the rate that some economists predicted if we were going to have a V-shaped recovery. So that in the news today. Citing coronavirus, Hong Kong postpones legislative elections. So that's got people's attention around the country. Jobless aid expires as talks continue on coronavirus packages. So I think in an election year, you should expect to see something happen because both parties have an interest in it, right? So, and a couple other interesting stories in the journal. Coronavirus accelerates plans to put urban commuters on bicycles. So, a lot of things that we, you know, that in cities around the world that have been pipe dreams, you know, are now in some way coming or gaining traction or being funded because of, you know, the problems associated with mass transit, i.e. subways and things like that, and buses. So bicycles are a safer way to get around. And then the last story that I would share with you is some Facebook ad boycotters return, but plenty of big players are staying away. So this is kind of a big story relative to Facebook. So we'll see. We'll see where it all goes. And so big tech in the news this week, right, testifying on Capitol Hill about the absolute dominance that a small number of companies hold. And then I think probably the most interesting comment or headline that I saw was, in a day and age where Democrats and Republicans agree about nothing, they all agree that big technology has too much power, consolidated in the hands of Facebook, Google, and Amazon. So interesting stuff. The Peggy Noonan writes a piece, "Burn Down the Republican Party?" Yeah. So the top five stories in Early Bird, then we'll take a break, and then you'll hear my daughter-in-law, Susie, join us, and we're going to talk a little food on this Friday, which is our custom. Top story in Early Bird is Secretary Pompeo says threats to U.S. in Afghanistan raised with Russian officials. Now, this is on the heels of the president saying he didn't raise it with Vladimir Putin because his own intelligence organizations don't agree on it. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday that he and his team have warned Russian officials about all threats that Russia poses to Americans and U.S. interests in various parts of the world. Pompeo also defended the Trump administration's tough line on China, saying the communist nation represents a potential threat to the U.S. and Western-style democracy. He's absolutely right about China. I don't know. It sounds like a boilerplate statement relative to Russia. Number two, Trump threatens to deploy National Guard to quell Portland protest. Now, the federal government came to some agreement with Oregon, and so I don't know if the president's just bloviating on Twitter or what he's doing. Number three, a small number of carrier George H.W. Bush sailors test positive for COVID-19. So again, this is the daily count of individuals in the DOD. Now, just remember, only one member of the Department of Defense has passed away. But COVID tracking is evidently what drives clicks, so you see a lot of it in the news. Number four, family of slain Texas soldier meets with President Trump, pushes for change. President Donald Trump met Thursday with the family of a soldier who investigators say was slain on a Texas Army base where she was stationed, saying it's a terrible story and that he would help with funeral expenses. So this is an Associated Press story. And the family of Specialist Vanessa Guillen, whose remains were found July 2nd following her disappearance in April at Fort Hood, rallied with dozens of supporters before the meeting with President Trump, calling for justice in the case and for charges in the way the military handles sexual abuse and harassment. This is an incredible story. It's a terrible story, Trump said to the family in the Oval Office. So we're going to look into it very powerfully. We already have started, as you know, and we'll get to the bottom of it. Maybe things can come out that will help other people in a situation like Vanessa. We'll be in touch with you constantly. The Guillen family said she was sexually harassed by a fellow soldier suspected of killing her, but the Army said there was no evidence supporting the claim. The Army has said she may have experienced harassment by others at the base that was not sexual in nature. Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy on July 10th ordered a review of the command climate at Fort Hood. The truth will come out, whether they like it or not, said Lupi Guillen, the younger sister of Vanessa Guillen. So, anyway, it's an awful story. She was harassed and ultimately murdered. And then the person suspected of murdering her then committed suicide. So it's an awful story all the way around. The fifth story in the early bird is the Senate hearing for a controversial Pentagon nominee, Anthony Tata, who will take a position, the lead position in Pentagon policy, was canceled. No new hearing date was announced, which normally means that you should expect to hear him withdrawing his name. So the Senate would cancel the hearing, telling the president, hey, we don't have the votes to go forward on this. So unless something incredibly changes, you need to send up another name. So that going on. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk food. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home fort, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.